views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager's ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour engages your curiosity and helps you move forward. Now, what happens after we die? How can we know? Well, my guest on today's show is Annie Kagan. And in her new book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, Annie shares the extraordinary story of her after-death communication with her brother Billy, who began speaking to her just weeks after his unexpected death. And if you're listening live now at TransformationTalkRadio.com, you can interact with me and with Annie through the instant feedback box that you'll find at the upper right-hand side of the page. Betty in Pennsylvania is already doing that, and I've got her question here for Annie. You type your question in there, and it just pops up right here at my desk. So join us that way. Interact with us in the studio. I'll introduce you to Annie in just a moment. But first, would you please head over to FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything? If you're wondering who I am and what I'm up to, if you'd like to learn about upcoming classes and events, if you want to see the schedule of guests who are coming up on this radio show, FogCityPsychic.com is the place to get all that and more. And if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, I would love to connect with you privately if you feel like that's a good fit. You can contact me through the site, FogCityPsychic.com. And now, Annie Kagan began writing songs at the age of 14. At 15, she was signed by a producer from Columbia Records, and at 16, she was performing in New York City cafes and clubs. After 10 years as a songwriter and performer, Annie became a doctor of chiropractic and had a successful private practice on Manhattan's Upper East Side. Annie was also studying yoga and pursuing an intense meditation practice. And following her inner voice, she left that career as a doctor and abandoned her hectic city life in search of serenity in a small house by the bay on the tip of Long Island. Annie's returned to songwriting, collaborating with Grammy and Emmy award-winning producer Brian Keene. And when her brother Billy died unexpectedly and began speaking to her from the afterlife, her future took a surprising turn. Now Annie masterfully combines her talents as a lyricist, performer, and healer in order to touch the lives of others with Billy's communications from the other side. Her book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, you can find out more about that and about her work at afterlifeofbillyfingers.com. Annie, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much for having me, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you. I truly did enjoy the book. And I think where I'd like to start here with you is your connection with Billy, who was your brother. You had quite an intuitive connection with him when he was alive, right?
I did. There was an incident before his death that was quite remarkable. My brother Billy had kind of a romance with drugs and alcohol for much of his life. He was also an incredibly beautiful soul. I call him my bad boy brother because, and I mean that in a little bit of a glamorous way, because he lived life by his own rules and enjoyed himself despite his problems probably more than most people. But at the very end of his life, it became very difficult. He was dealing with his addictions and he was losing his battle. And I didn't speak with him for the last couple of months of his life. And during the week before he died, I could not stop thinking about him. And I wanted to find him and help him, but I had no way to find him because at that point, he was in really bad shape and he didn't really even have a home. And one morning, I got up really early and it was January, it was freezing cold, and I felt desperate to help him and I didn't know what to do. So I bundled up, I put on layers of clothes, I walked to the bay near my house, and I did something that I've never done. I looked up at the sky and I pictured Billy in my hands, and I literally pushed him into the great divine, and I said, please take care of him for me. And unbelievably, hours later, he was hit by a car and killed.
And that, his passing, although, as you're saying, he had been on a, he'd been on such a difficult road and had been really suffering and had gotten down, at least it feels like to me from reading the book, gotten down to a really low place before he passed. It wasn't expected. He'd been going on like this for a while, so it was a surprise.
Yes, it was very unexpected, and I was in a state of grief after he died because it was such a shock. And but amazingly, about 3 weeks after his death, one morning at sunrise, as I was waking up, I heard Billy calling my name from above me, as if there was a hole in my ceiling. I heard him outside my head. And he started saying, Annie, Annie, get up. It's me. It's Billy. And, of course, this was nothing I expected. And I thought I was dreaming. And I think I said out loud, Billy, you're dead. You can't be talking to me. You can't be here. And then he told me to get up, get a notebook, and I started writing down what he said, and that was the beginning of the creation of this book.
When you had that first communication from him, was it a little scary?
Actually, Karen, it was the opposite of scary. It was the most comforting, almost euphoric experience that I ever had, because his voice brought with it the beautiful, healing atmosphere of the world that he was now in. And so instead of feeling grief, I was transported to this healing energy. So it wasn't frightening at all. And as a matter of fact, the first thing that he did was comfort me by telling me that he wasn't in pain anymore. He was being healed by these beautiful divine lights, and that I didn't need to worry about him anymore. And that we would certainly meet again.
He, in the teachings that he gives you, in what he shares with you, he does say that our life here is temporary, and talks about death as a start and not an end.
Yes, one of the really wonderful, surprising things that I learned about life after death is that it's actually an evolutionary journey. I think if I believed anything about the other side, it was kind of that we just lost our identity and went into like a pool of bliss. Mm-hmm. But Billy retains his individuality a lot of the time, although he does go through periods of blending and letting go of himself. But what was so surprising was how vast and complex an adventure he went on. And you change even more after you go through the door of death than you do in life. So what I learned is that it's a wonderful evolutionary journey.
Mm. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Annie Kagan. We're getting a ton of questions through instant feedback, and I want to get to your questions after the break. If you'd like to explore this book for yourself, if you'd like to find out more about Annie and her work, would you please check out afterlifeofbillyfingers.com? And you can also connect with Annie and the community of people who are talking about this book on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/afterlife of Billy Fingers. When we come back after this break, we'll be taking questions from Kathy, from Vicky, from Brenda, and from Betty. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and we'll be right back after this.
Are you ready for self-enlightenment and transformational growth? As we journey through 2013 together, the clear message from the Masters of Shambhala is to seek out healing. There's a special opportunity on Saturday, April 13th at the Triway Grange in Mill Creek, Washington. Healing amongst us. For the first time ever, Michael Shane, a spiritual visionary, healer, teacher, and transphysical medium, will introduce an amazing new healing gift. Audience members will receive an extraordinary healing along with a select number of individuals who will be invited to join Michael on stage. Then following, experience mind-blowing phenomenon as Michael attempts to bring through gifts from spirit. For more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at www.michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm chair dancing along with Dr. Annie Kagan. Here we are talking about Annie's new book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, How My Bad Boy Brother Proved to Me That There Is Life After Death. Now, we've got a whole bunch of questions from instant feedback listeners, Annie. A lot of people have read the book and are sharing their experiences with the book. May I just ask you some of the questions that I'm getting from the listeners?
I'd be very happy to answer.
Betty in Pennsylvania says, is wondering if there will be book number two. She says, I've believed in life after death since I was 15 when my sister was killed by a drunk driver. I knew there was something after this life, and I that's why I enjoyed your book so much. I hope he tells you more. Love you, Annie, for being so brave to write this book. Will there be book number two?
Oh, what a lovely sentiment. I believe there will be. I don't think it's coming any second. Billy is definitely still around, and I'm writing down what he's saying, but I think it's going to be a moment before I delve into that project, although Billy usually gets his way, so.
Well, there are a couple of times in the book where you kind of stop or want to pull back, and Billy seems to gently encourage you. This was felt like an important project for you to do together.
It is, but he's really the boss. I mean, you have to understand, I'm such a private person. I don't even talk to my friends the way most people talk to their friends. I'm very, very private. So for me to come out and even to say, wow, I'm writing a book with my dead brother, is an extreme quantum leap. So I have to admit that I'm resistant.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, he's very persuasive. So.
Well, and that bond, I mean, the bond we were talking about that you shared when he was in the body feels to me like it has continued in a different way, transformed. But that, I think, is part of why maybe you have this connection with him now. Does that seem right to you?
It does, although, you know, I think that people need to understand, and I think what's really important and what I hear from people a lot is sometimes, you know, somebody that you love very, very much, who you've had some conflict with, because actually my life with Billy, the last years of his life, were really, really, really difficult. And sometimes there's difficulty between people, but when somebody passes over, and this is really important, all that is gone. They are only in a place of loving you. And so sometimes the people who you've had conflict with can be a great source of love. And please, anyone out there who's had any kind of difficulty with someone before they died, please don't have guilt, because there is no guilt on the other side. That's a man-made feeling. So that's an important thing to say.
Vicky in Canada says, I read your book, Annie, and I lost my husband. And she wants to know, my sense reading her question is there's a concern that maybe she could really lose her husband.
Oh, yeah. No. It doesn't happen like that. There are times when the soul or spirit, like Billy's spirit, lets go of his identity and blends with all there is. But then there's always like a reconstitution of the self as a higher being. And actually our connection with them deepens because they're even more loving. And there's a part in the book where I talk about how Billy tells me that no matter where he goes, he can always also be here for me. Like my mom died after Billy, and Billy was already, and I don't want to spoil it, but in a very, very far away level. But when my mom died, he was with her all the way. So the love connects us eternally. And even if a soul or a spirit is going through a certain phase of letting go, they're always the love and the personality or the soul or spirit is always connected to us still and will always be there for us.
Mm. One of the things people who listen to this show have heard me say it, I say it at the top of every show I do, time and distance are no barrier to energy. And I believe that, Annie, that the connections that we make, that spark that we all share, that keeps us in community, in a sense, no matter kind of where we go, no matter how far that stretches as far as you want it to go and doesn't break.
It doesn't break. One of the more advanced things that Billy's talking about that is hard for us sometimes to grasp with our human mind, because we, as humans, we want to hold on to all the good things that we've ever experienced. But let's say you're in the presence of the absolute light. You don't necessarily want other people there with you at that moment. If you could picture being in the presence of an incredibly high being, that being contains more love and light than anything you've experienced before. So there is no sense of lack. But as that person evolves and goes forward, they're still connected to us. But they're not always, they're not thinking about us all the time. Like, there was a point where Billy went away for a couple of weeks, and this is at the beginning, and I was freaking out, like, how could you abandon me, you know? And then he came back, and in his bad boy way, he said, you know, Princess, you're not the only thing on my schedule. And, you know, sometimes they're further, and sometimes they're closer. But as you said, Karen, the love is eternal.
Sometimes when I connect with people who are grieving and who are in the very intense stage of that grief, I've had people ask me if by calling out to wanting to contact their loved ones, if they are somehow keeping them there, if our pulling back, trying to reach out to the people who we've lost, who we can no longer see on the physical, does that in any way keep them from progressing?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked me that question. I have a close friend that after I started having my Billy experience, she tried really hard to contact her father, and she did. And she would always see him laughing, and he would do this breathing thing with her. And then one day she called me, she said, oh, I feel really guilty because am I preventing him from moving forward? And the answer is absolutely not, because again, on the other side, it's like quantum physics. You can be in more than one place at a time, and they are so happy to comfort us and be there, because one of the most important reasons for these communications is to comfort us, because grief is a very, very strong emotion, like you just said. And if you at least know and understand, which is one of the things I think Billy is doing, that your loved one is really eternal, and that you are eternal, and that the separation is temporary, that can take some of the edge off of that very strong feeling of grief.
Mm. Because he can be here and there and sort of everywhere at the same time.
Everywhere at the same time. And they really want us to be okay. They really want us to be okay. One of the things that Billy tells me sometimes to tell people is, you know, live your life to honor that person, because they're happy. They're fine now. So, you know, sometimes I would just try to remember the best and be happy, because I knew that's what Billy wants for me. They want us to have as good a life as we can. Of course, you go through the grief process, but then celebrate their life and celebrate yours.
Mm. What would you say to someone who really wanted to reach out, like your friend was reaching out to her father, but they don't feel their connecting?
I think the most important thing is to reach out without any expectations, because the signs come to you in very unexpected ways. You could smell a fragrance. You could see a bird. And often people talk themselves out of the signs. Like,
that's right.
Okay, like, you know, whenever I see a cardinal doing a certain thing, I always know it's Billy's messenger. So my head could always say, that's ridiculous, it's just a cardinal. But I'm feeling in my heart something else. So you really need to start believing your own feelings and not let your mind kick in.
Yes.
And negate.
Absolutely, because we do that, don't we? We get all into, no, I'm going nuts. It can't possibly be.
We do it, and you could count on those around you to help you do it.
Yes, that's true. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Annie Kagan. Her book is The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, How My Bad Boy Brother Proved to Me There's Life After Death. When we come back, we'll be taking questions and comments from Kathy, from Brenda, and a question from Betty. And if you'd like to connect with the community of people who are interacting with this book and talking about their own experiences, you can do that at facebook.com/afterlifeofbillyfingers.com. This is Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Well, Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Dr. Annie Kagan. Her new book is The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, How My Bad Boy Brother Proved to Me There's Life After Death. You can find out all about the book, find out more about Annie at afterlifeofbillyfingers.com. Now, Annie, we were talking a little bit before we went to break about how people who want to connect with their loved ones in spirit sometimes talk themselves out of seeing the signs. And so how did Billy prove this to you? Because you strike me as someone who's not just going to swallow everything that comes her way. We've got to have proof here, right? How did he prove to you that this was real and not you?
He proved to me that he was real by giving me what's called evidentiary after-death communications, which means he gave me information that I couldn't possibly know, often involved other people that turned out to be correct time after time. And after, that's one of the things that I document in the book, my part of the book, because it's a conversation of Billy describing where he is and giving amazing wisdom to help us live our lives better. My part is talking about how he proved to me, gave me evidence that he was real. I'll tell you a short story that represents this kind of event. Was I was making lunch and all of a sudden he says to me, call your friend Tex and tell her show me the money. Well, Tex was my good friend, and she was one of the handful of people I had trusted enough to tell about Billy. And I call her. I said, I know this sounds crazy, but Billy says, show me the money. What does that mean? So she starts laughing and tells me that that morning she was at the beach with her dogs, looked up at the sky and said, Billy, if you're real, give me a sign. She came home, took a shower, and she was dancing in front of the mirror after her shower with a towel saying over and over, show me the money, show me the money. And when she got out, I call her and say, Billy says, show me the money. So how could I possibly know that? And the those kind of incidents become more and more intense until Billy actually helps save somebody's life. So really, there is no room for me to not believe that Billy is actually real and talking to me from another dimension.
Mm. Michelle in Texas says, it will be 2 years on Sunday since my son crossed over, and I want very much to communicate with him. Do you have any advice?
Yes, and I'm sorry. That's one of the most difficult losses. I think one of the things that works really well is having a visit in a dream, because we get out of our own way. And one of the things you could do is just put a pad by your bed with a pencil, and before you go to sleep, think about him and really, really focus and really ask him to visit. And don't get frustrated if it doesn't happen for a while. But that's one of the ways that's very effective. Or maybe you won't get a visit from him, but you will have some kind of a significant dream. So I think that way is effective. And also just open your mind. Like, I was talking to someone the other day whose mom died, and she was really wanted a sign, and she said, I don't hear her. And then after a long conversation, she mentioned that sometimes she just smells her mother's perfume for no reason at all. Mm. No one's come in the room, nothing's changed. And I said, of course, that's your sign. That's what she's able to do. So you really need to not have expectation about how it happens, and also when you feel it, whatever it is, open to it, let it in, and don't let other people talk you out of it. Because our society, this is very interesting, is that, you know, that throughout time, all over the world, people have believed in getting these kind of communications. And even Joseph Campbell says that a belief in the afterlife probably comes from these kind of communications always being prevalent. But our society really doesn't believe in this kind of thing, and they want to not put the power in our own hands, because these are spiritual experiences that you don't have to go through religion to have. So I guess my point is, you don't have to share it with other people. Just keep it in your heart and believe what you feel.
I love what you just said. We were talking a little bit about off the air about the difference between looking inside your heart, accessing your inner wisdom, and the difference between that and trying to pull something in from outside of you. And it feels to me like after-death communication is very much, you're not trying to pull the person to you because the person's already with you. This is about looking inside you to see what are the ways in which I'm receiving confirmation. Does that feel right from what you know?
That feels totally right, Karen. And you can't expect a sign to be acknowledged by anyone else because they're not having the experience. And one of the things that Billy encourages so much in this book is to see through your own eyes and believe your own experience, because nobody's inside of you. Nobody knows what you're seeing and feeling really. Yeah. And standing on your own spiritually and having your own sacred experiences is very important. Actually, one of the reasons I didn't want to write the book was because I had been meditating for a very long time, and my meditation teacher taught us that you really shouldn't share your spiritual experiences with others, that you're like a beautiful vase containing and holding that water. And so the deepest things, even though sometimes we want to share it and that our culture really encourages sharing, keep it close inside of you and let it develop. And that's a key to having more contact with your own spiritual side.
Mm. Brenda in Michigan is wondering if Billy gave you any information about what happens to suicides in the afterlife. Her son passed through suicide, and she's really wanting to know that he's okay.
Yes, I'm glad you asked this as well. I have quite a bit to say on the subject. Billy says there is no such thing as punishment, that's something man made up to control us, and that the divine consciousness is, thank God, not the human consciousness. And if you really think about it, if someone is in so much pain that they kill themselves, does it make sense that a loving God will now punish them for being in that much pain? It doesn't really make sense if you think about it. So according to Billy, there's all love, all understanding, all compassion, and all forgiveness. I'll tell you quickly an interesting thing that someone in this field who shall remain nameless, whose daughter took their life, told me that someone told him that when someone is so sad to take their own life, when they go to the other side, they're tended to by the most loving, giving children who heal them. So that's what Billy says, and that's what I believe. Mm-hmm. That God is not a punishing God, but a compassionate, all understanding.
And I would imagine that applies not just to those who leave because of suicide, but the things that we do in our life that are maybe not the right thing to do, the things that we've done that we're ashamed of or that cause pain to other people as well.
Absolutely, and that's why Billy's story is so important, because he struggled with addiction, you know, and at the end he didn't win his battle, but the struggle was actually a divine struggle. It's not, you know, always what we think. We're not always meant to succeed over everything. Sometimes it's the struggle itself that's beautiful for our spirit, that our spirit came here to do that. And so the consciousness, divine consciousness, is not the same as the human mind.
Mm. And that we are, my sense anyway, is that in a way we're limited, and I think it's for a reason, but we're limited by our human mind, but we've got this wonderful divine energy. We pour it into a mortal physical body that has limits. Our physical brain has limits, right? And I think if we in the physical tried to connect with the divine consciousness fully, I think our heads would explode, and that would be that.
Well, actually, maybe after the break, we could talk about how Billy tells us we can connect with that consciousness.
Oh, yes, please.
In a safe, lovely way.
Ah, with no exploding heads?
No.
Wonderful. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Annie Kagan. There are no exploding heads in her new book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. You can connect with her on Facebook at facebook.com/afterlifeofbillyfingers, and the website to find out more about Annie and her work, to find out where you can purchase the book, is afterlifeofbillyfingers.com. When we come back, we've got a question from, oh my goodness, I've completely lost her. The instant feedback has exploded my head. Oh no, another explosion. We've got more questions from instant feedback. We'll talk about how Billy says you can connect with that higher consciousness in a safe and loving way. We'll be right back after this.
The Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog, and I've got Dr. Annie Kagan. We're talking about her new book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, How My Bad Boy Brother Proved to Me There's Life After death. And Annie, right before we went to the break, I promised that I would share some of the feedback that we're getting on the instant feed. The instant feedback thing scrolls. It reloads every 10 seconds. And what's happening as I sit here, Annie, is that it's just blip, 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 blip. I can't possibly keep up with this all. Kathy in Tennessee says, I love the book and will treasure the message that it gave me. Betty says, when my husband passed 2 years ago, I felt guilty because I wasn't downstairs when he passed. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. Do you think he knows how bad I feel?
Absolutely. I mean, this is so important because I get so many emails and people feel so guilty and there's no reason to feel guilty. This one woman, her husband had a very long illness and she's the most lovely woman and she did everything for him. But you know, she was a little grumpy because who wouldn't be grumpy? It's very difficult. And she felt so bad. I said, no, he knows. They know how much you love them. Mm-hmm. There's no grudge. There's no, you didn't do enough. Mm-hmm. There's just the light is left, really. Mm-hmm. So no worries.
And we were talking about connecting with that higher consciousness, and you were saying that Billy has kind of given you teachings or expressed how we can make that divine connection without blowing out all our circuits.
Yes, Billy has me look at the Hubble telescope site, first of all. That will blow your mind. It won't blow your head up, but, you know, the galaxies and the cosmos are the most incredible things you could ever look at, and you stop focusing on your problems that we all have, the small circumstances of our life, and I close my eyes, he taught me, and I picture what I've just seen on the screen inside me and around me, and I feel like I become part of this beautiful cosmos that we live in, and that my consciousness expands. Like he says, you know, when you imagine the infinite, you're touched by your infinite self. And it's not a great effort. It's just a visualization. And when I come back, I feel different. I feel expanded. And all the things that seemed so difficult to me seem so much smaller. It gives me perspective. And I do it every day. And you could just do it for 30 seconds. You could do it for 10 minutes. There's no time limit on it. And people who've been doing this find they are happier. They access parts of themselves without trying so hard. So it's a lovely, easy. It's easy. Billy likes easy.
As you felt that it was so important to share this, to put this out there, a community's kind of sprung up around this book with people sharing stories. Are there any interesting stories that you want to share? Anything that people have shared with you that help you know that what you call in the book the Billy effect is working, that people are having an experience as they connect with this book?
Yes, and that keeps me going more than anything. That, you see, when I was writing the book, I'm just alone in my room listening to Billy and writing what he's telling me. It's actually a beautiful shock to me that other people are reading his words and having spiritual experiences, and everybody gets something different out of taking the journey with him, because he describes his journey, and as he describes his journey, he says stuff like, hey, check out your beliefs on earth, because you don't want to keep running around just doing things that other people are telling you. And so, you know, people have experiences of late, or people's songs come on, and I think that the thing that people say most often to me is that, you know, this Billy is kind of street cred. It's not this lofty, detached language. He's right. Like one of us, right? He's very human. And so people say that, you know, Billy has given words to what they've always believed about life or things they've always felt inside spiritually. And hearing those words just is so liberating for them. So I think that that's what I hear the most, and that means so much to me.
Has this changed how you felt about death or how you felt about what happened after death?
I don't think I thought about it too much, but in my family, I have to say that death was never feared for some reason. And what's really interesting is my dad always told me that he spoke to his mother and father on the other side, and I always thought he meant he was having like an imaginary conversation, like what they would say. So I didn't really have a fear of death, but now I think of it as something really exciting. Like, I'm going to change so much and I'm going to meet beings. It's like a whole adventure to me. And also I think one of the ways it's changed me in life is that it's taken away more my fears of life, and that things going wrong, because like Billy explains, like things will go wrong and that's okay. I was the kind of person, you know, he was the bad boy and I'm the good girl, always waiting for everything to be perfect. And I think I've learned from him, you know, things don't have to be perfect for you to enjoy yourself. And if I could sum up, you know, my bad boy brother's philosophy, or what he's taught me, and I've just done this last week, I've been thinking about it, he's kind of teaching me, suffer as little as possible and enjoy yourself as much as you can.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful. How can people connect with you, find out what's next for you, connect with the book? Give us all those delightful, like, contact pieces that you want to share.
Okay, Karen. Well, my Facebook page is so popping. Afterlife of Billy Fingers, there's quotes from Billy and pictures that go with the quotes, and over 37,000 people are there just since the beginning of the year. Yeah, because it's so needed, and you could join in the conversation, and you could also download a free chapter of the book there, and also on my website, you could download a free chapter and join the mailing list. And so I invite everyone to Billy's party, because that's what it kind of is. It's like this celebration of the fact that we are really eternal beings right now, right here.
Mm. Annie, thank you so much for being on the show. What great fun to connect with you and to find out more about the book. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Karen. You've been a pleasure to speak with.
Oh, thank you. And likewise, I'm sure. That was Dr. Annie Kagan. Her book is The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. You can get more information at afterlifeofbillyfingers.com. Check out the Facebook community, facebook.com/afterlifeofbillyfingers. And while you're on the internet, because you're there anyway, because you're going to go and buy the book and you're going to go join the Facebook community, also please go over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. Lots of good stuff coming up in my world. So find out what's coming up on the radio show. Find out how you can connect with me if that feels like a good fit for you. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guests will be George and Sedina Capanelli. They're going to be talking about conscious living and the wisdom of aging. That should be a really interesting show. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.